That song's going to be in my head all day long. Welcome back to the Chase and Big Joe Show live from Pete and Terry's at Bridgestone Arena. Kesha's in concert tonight at the Ryman, and the Riddler's going to go see Kesha tonight. We're excited about that. We're also excited about our next guest. Let's bring in the man, the myth, the absolute legend, Hal Gill. Hal, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm excited for a big day in hockey. All 32 teams playing tonight, Preds being one of them. It's going to be fun.
That's what I love about hockey, Hal, is that, you know, in the NFL, if you have a really bad game, you have to wait 7 days. In hockey, it's usually 48 hours. And I got to tell you what, the Preds, these last two games, Hal, have played simply fantastic. What are they doing correctly that maybe we didn't see in the first couple of games?
It's fun, isn't it? I'm having a blast watching these guys. What are they doing? They're trying to find their identity. I don't think it's perfect, which is even more encouraging. But they're finding ways to play fast and move the puck quickly. And guys that are stepping up aren't the big guns. You know, Phil had a beautiful goal the other night in New York. But for the most part, it's been, you know, Tommy Novak stepping up, and the other night Evangelista going. Just a lot of names that we want to see start popping. Gus Nyquist has looked great. But they're finding that identity. They're extending plays and making it happen. It's and defending well and getting great goaltending from Juice. So it's been fun to watch. I'm excited to see where this goes because, you know, you don't want to rush to judgment, but they've been really competitive and they've been playing well and getting wins.
Yeah, they go to New York. You know, we talked last week about going to Madison Square Garden, how sometimes for new guys that can be a little bit overwhelming. But they go up there and they really kick their tail. They come back and take care of San Jose. Were you, how, when they should have beat San Jose, but they kind of put them away. Were you impressed with their effort on Saturday?
Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, those are games that maybe you fall asleep on. You know, like you had to lead against New York, and I don't think they're ever – felt safe with it, right? They knew that New York could come back and punch them in the mouth late in the game, but they stuck with it, which I think is a good sign that they were able to nail it down. And then San Jose, you get the lead and you think, okay, this is an easy game. Well, it's not. You got to close out the bad teams too. And they did doing that. I think there's a lot of things to be really excited about when you look at the body of work that these guys have played with, and they're not playing in a shell. You know, like sometimes you get a lead and you just try to lock it down, and you're going to have to do that at sometimes, but a lot of times they want to play their identity, which is speed and moving through the neutral zone, creating offense. If they don't have the puck, they want to get the puck, and they're not backing in. And so that was, I think personally, I have to watch these guys play all season. So I'm excited that they're playing this way into that identity.
We're talking to Hal Gill, radio and TV analyst for the Nashville Predators. Hal, Philip Tomasino has been a healthy scratch for the past couple of games. As a young and up-and-coming prospect who's shown a lot of flashes here and there, is that concerning for you going for this team going forward with the direction that they're going towards, trying to move younger, that one of their younger prospects seems to not be getting the production early in the season?
Yeah, it's a tough one. You know, I think there was a couple games where they said they need to work on getting to the interior and getting into the scoring areas, fighting to get position in front of the net, all those things that successful teams do. I think they were trying to do that as best as they could, and Tomasino wasn't quite getting it done there. I mean, like, the bottom line is you know, he didn't get the looks. He made some plays, but not enough in the interior. So I think, you know, he's a young player. You don't want to squash him. You know, sometimes it's good to sit back and go up top and watch the game from a different angle, learn from it, get in practice, and work as hard as you can to get back in the lineup. When your chance comes, you have a new perspective and you try to go at it. So I'm discouraged, of course. You want to see him come off the page and be awesome all season. It didn't happen, and so now takes a step back and hopefully two steps forward next time he jumps in.
Now, Hal, I'm always going to start with the negative. We're going to move towards more of a positive here. This kid, Tommy, no.
I don't want that negativity.
Well, that's why we started with it, Hal. We're going to go to a more positive here. Tommy Novak, talk to me about this kid. I was really high on what I saw from him last season. It seems to have really carried over this year. A couple power play goals. Really seems to be a pivotal part of this offensive movement for this team. Talk to me about the impact of him, and what do you think that he can become in the future for this Nashville Predators organization?
I thought we were going negative. That's not negative at all. That's negative. I'm happy to hang out with you anytime. Tommy, you know, we're looking at his stats. Over his last 36 games, he's got 36 points. I mean, he's lighting it up. And, you put together the great shot he had, the great passing that he has, and then you flip in. He's got a really good shot, and I didn't see that when he was, you know, coming into training camp. And I just saw kind of a perimeter good player, but now he's, you know, I feel like maybe he was that half-wall power play guy, and he'd just stand there and dish it. But now he's attacking the net. He had a nice goal where he kind of slipped into the crease and only had about 2 inches to make a play, and he made it happen. He's got a good shot. He's got a little more jam in the corner than I remember. I talked to him, and he said he put on 5 pounds of muscle, and he said, you know, these kids talk about body composition. So he was, you know, he's paying attention to it. He's doing the little things that make players great. And so I'm not going to put a cap on him. I'm going to let him decide what he is, because right now he's kind of got the total package, really. I mean, I also think he's surprisingly defending better than I thought. He was good in the faceoff circle the other night. I think he was 8-2 in the circle. Like, those things, all those little things add up. Coaches like that when you do all the little things well. And so it's nice to see him get rewarded for it as well.
We're talking to Hal Gill, the magnanimous Hal Gill. Hal, let me ask you this. On February 26, 2008, you were traded. Was that the first time you were traded?
2008, yes. That was the first time.
What, you know, we're reacting to a Titans trade yesterday. What was it like for you? How did you find out? Did you know it was going to happen? Were you blindsided? What all happened?
You know what? Everyone has a different story. Mine was a tough one. I was in Toronto. I was sick. I actually went up because we were going to be sellers in Toronto, and I went up and I said, "Hey, am I going to be moved?" And the GM point blank said, "We love you. We don't want to let you go." And I was like, "Okay, great." And then I went to Florida for a game. I was sick. After the game, we stayed over, and I went to bed and I slept. And it was a trade deadline, and I woke up, and at 3 o'clock, the actual deadline, I was like, "Okay, I guess, you know, I'm not moved." And they didn't move many of my friends, so I was pretty happy. Being sick, I went right back to bed. It was about 2 hours later, I woke up with my phone blowing up and messages and texts. And I said, "No, that's not good." and I found out I was off to Pittsburgh. So, you know, it's tough. And I remember I talked to Ray Shiro, the general manager. He said, "Hey, I know you're sick. Just sleep there, and we'll get you whenever you're feeling better. We'll have you fly out to wherever we are." And then Rob Scuderi, our good buddy here, our development coach here, was playing in Pittsburgh. He broke his hand, and they said, "Sorry, I know you're sick, but you got to fly up because we need you to play tomorrow night." So it was a quick turnaround, and I was in the lineup, and, you know, being sick and not playing. But let me just say, you know, these players get paid a lot, and I got paid a lot, and I was happy to do it. But it is a lot to go through a trade. And when your team is losing, you're looking around the locker room going, something's going to change. I don't know if it's a coach getting fired or if it's someone getting traded or if it's me getting traded. So it's a hard time to go through. And let's not forget the family. You guys were talking about it before. The families, they have to deal with that. Like my poor wife, you know, "Hey, sorry, I'm going to go. And when I get to wherever I'm going, I'm going to have 20 best friends. And you know what? You're going to stay here and take care of the kids, get them out of school, move them, get them into another school. And you're not going to have any friends there. and you're just going to have to like it. You know, it really is a tough thing to go through. Not, you know, emotionally, physically, it's exhausting, but it's just really hard on the families to go through. And eventually, you know, all the wives get together and you have friends, and undoubtedly you move the next 2 years or whatever it is, you get traded again.
Yeah.
It's a tough thing to go through.
Well, we're grateful for the second trade in your career that brought you to Nashville when you got traded by the Canadians.
Let me tell you that one, because I got a phone call. I was in Buffalo. I got a phone call from our GM in Montreal, and he said, "Hey, I just wanted you to know we traded you." And I said, "Oh, where am I going?" And he said, "I can't tell you. I'll give you a call back in about an hour." And I sat there for an hour not knowing. And then David Poile called me, and he's like, "Hi, David Poile with the Nashville Predators." I was like, "Oh, am I going to be on your team?" And he's like, "No one told you?" I'm like, "Yeah, well, I guess I know now." So,
well, did you go back and say and ask the Canadians, like, "What the hell, guys?"
I had to go through NHL. I'm like, "Why couldn't you wait for an hour until it went through the NHL?" Because I didn't know anything. Ignorance is bliss, buddy.
It is. And then, you know, you got to acclimate yourself to a brand new locker room. How long does that take?
You guys know me. I'm a loudmouth, so I jump in. Some players dip their toes in the water. I was a cannonball kind of guy, and I'd come in and make a clown out of myself, and it made it a little easier, I think. But it's different for everyone. I think there's some guys that it takes a while. I just love being around a team and learning the new systems, learning the new dynamics in the locker room, seeing who's the funny guy, who's the loudmouth, who's the quiet confidence. You know, it's kind of fun for me, but, everyone has a different entry into another team.
How far will they go? The Canucks come tonight. What can we expect from this Canucks team taking on this kind of hot Preds team?
Yeah, well, Canucks are, you know, they've gone through a lot the last couple of years, but they have some good players. Quinn Hughes, if you get to watch him tonight, he's one of the best players to watch. Just a smooth skating defenseman. He's going to be all over the place. So the Preds have their hands full with him. But, Elias Pettersson, like every time it looks like everyone's remote just goes unhinged when he gets the puck, because it just stops. You know, he'll slow down the game, and he's in control. So he's fun to watch. And Brock Besser can score with the best of them. A great shooting forward. So Preds have their hands full, but I think if they play to their identity, they're still identifying what that is, smoothing it out, so to speak. And so I think if they play with that speed, they're going to give a lot of teams some fits. So I'm looking forward to seeing that tonight. I hope they win this, but I think this is going to be a tight one. I'm expecting
that. Very good. Hal Gill, as always, we appreciate you, my man. Thank you.
Appreciate you guys. I hope you guys are okay with Chase being away and behaving himself, I'm sure.
Oh, we are. Thanks, Hal.
All right. Cheers, guys.
All right. Hal Gill, I love that perspective of somebody. You ever been traded? I've never been traded.
No, I've never been. I've never been traded.
So. I've been told to get out of here, but I've never been traded. So we love Hal's perspective on that. What's our question of the day?
Our question of the day is, what trade for your favorite team has hurt you the most in the past? A lot of reaction here with Kevin Byard being sent to the Philadelphia Eagles. He was beloved here as an MTSU Blue Raider and also as a Tennessee Titan. So 615-737-1025. We are taking your questions on our phone and text line with that today. Also, we are live here from Pete and Terry's down at Bridgestone Arena as the Preds are set to take on the Vancouver Canucks tonight. Nick Frazier, our producer, is back at the game studio, sponsored by Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. Coming up next, we're going to be keeping on with the topic of the day, which trades have hurt you the most, here on the Chase and Big Joe Show. Junior Riddle in for Chase McCabe here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game.